USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Busy day today in the White House. President Biden hosts the Summit for Democracy virtual plenary on democracy, delivering on global challenges. That will take place in the South Court Auditorium. Biden will then host a bilateral meeting with President Alberto Fernandez of Argentina. That'll take place in the Oval Office. Then Biden will host a reception celebrating Greek Independence Day in the East Room. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the opening months of Russia's invasion of the Ukraine war drove an increase in oil and natural gas prices that brought a ton of cash for Moscow. Those days are over. As the invasion continues into its second year and Western sanctions continue to hurt Russia's economy, Russia's government revenue is being limited, and its economy has shifted to a lower growth outlook for the near future. This week marks the 44th anniversary of the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant accident in Pennsylvania.
Federal nuclear experts say it was the most serious accident of a U.S. commercial nuclear power plant. A combination of equipment failure and operator error led to a partial meltdown of one of the plant's reactors, which resulted in the release of a small amount of radioactive material at the Three Mile Island power plant near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in March of 1979. I'm Skip Kelly.
One person is dead and nine others are hospitalized after a police pursuit ended in a nine-car crash in Long Beach, California. The Long Beach Police Department says a woman was driving the car at first but switched seats with the man after getting pulled over.
After contacting the female driver of the vehicle, the officer returned to his vehicle, noticed that the female driver had switched seats with her male passenger. The male passenger was now driving the vehicle. The vehicle took off at a high rate of speed.
The high-speed chase started along the coast in Seal Beach. The driver ran away after the collision but was stunned with a taser by police and arrested. The woman and an infant child in the car were taken to the hospital. This is USA News.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
You do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
California Governor Gavin Newsom's proposal to penalize oil companies for alleged price gouging is now law.
Newsom says the new law will give the California Energy Commission the power to inspect oil company data and look for reasons why drivers in California pay so much more than any other state for gas.
Finally, we're in a position to look our constituents in the eye and say, we now have a better understanding of why you're being taken advantage of.
He says when you consider the fees and special blends required by environmental laws, the so-called mystery surcharge in California is still there. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Utah is having its snowiest winter in 40 years, a record from 1983 when the Hoover Dam between southern Nevada and northern Arizona overflowed with water into the spillways. The depth of the water from the melted snowfall in the mountains surpassed the record of 26 inches last Friday and reached 26.5 inches on Sunday. President Biden's approval numbers are stuck well under water.
President Biden's approval number has been stuck around 40% for the past 6 months, according to Gallup. Specifically, he got 43% approval on the environment, 38% approval on his energy and foreign affairs policies, while 32% approve of his handling of the economy. 87% of Democrats approve of Biden's performance. Just 3% of Republicans feel the same. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is National Manatee Appreciation Day. Of course, we wouldn't recommend you give the endangered sea cows a hug. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.